Where did you go? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Trump. And in 2019, he was earning a steady living as the President of the United States until he found himself on the wrong side of the law. Tonight, for the first time, we hear his side of the story.
I'm just trying to survive every day.
Do you get out much?
And once a day, I'll be allowed out for a rally with thousands of screaming racists.
This man's freedom is being held hostage by Adam Schiff, a California congressman who wields his own brand of ruthless justice.
I will not rest until this man is brought to justice.
Democrats spent 3 days laying out in great detail how they believe President Trump has been the most egregious abuser of power in American history. And then Republicans laid out their defense, the shrug emoji.
Sure, we've had scandals, but they were far too complex for the American people to understand.
Yeah, can you imagine if we had a scandal you could describe in one sentence?
Did you extort Ukraine into investigating your political opponent?
Your question is unclear. You should probably split it up into two or more complex sentences.
Mr. President, over here.
The House is impeaching me without first asking me if it's okay?
This week saw the historic start of President Trump's impeachment trial. The only trial where the defendant and most of the jury are best friends. Here are the highlights.
Everyone remember where you're sitting? Same seats in 2 years when we have to do this again. No phones, no talking, only drink water and milk.
I didn't know there'd be milk here. It's been 40 years. What's one glass of milk?
And if the president is innocent, it follows his legal team is innocent too.
Too true! And might I add that you all got nothing on this president. Me, I got a lot. I got so much my computer won't shut up about how it's out of memory.
This vote is a lot of pressure. That might take off the edge. That is good milk. Oh, I remember this feeling.
This is going great. The team that best follows the rules always wins.
I'm done. Nah, I want some more.
Welcome to the impeachment club, little buddy. Isn't it crazy they always impeach you for the least bad thing you did?
I just can't believe I have this black mark on my sterling record of making every day feel like September 12th.
Why do we even need to be here? This thing's not even over yet, and look what McConnell's wearing!
I'm the milkman. Mitt is the milkman.
The facts are uncontested, and yet still, I feel like I'm losing.
No! Mouse in the chamber. Everybody forget this vote and run.
Senator Collins, just go be a lobbyist.
Hey, everyone, it's John Bolton, the guy who knows everything. I'll start talking and you tell me when you've got enough to convict. Okay, so Trump's on the phone with Ukraine.
John, what are you doing?
It's called selling books. You want in?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind selling out my boss for a few bucks.
Rudy, what the hell?
What? I can't have a creative outlet?
Everyone, please remember this is the United States Senate. We must not degrade the sacred institution.
nation once home to Strom Thurmond. Let us comport ourselves with dignity, prudence, and Senator Collins, what are you doing?
Oops, I spilled my gasoline. Better wipe it up with some Strike Anywhere matches.
You work, and this happens, and it's all worth it.
One senator fell asleep. Rand Paul was doing a crossword puzzle, and some Republican senators even brought fidget spinners to play with, I assume to symbolize how the founding fathers are spinning in their grave.
Reportedly been stretches of the trial where senators have been caught napping or missing from their desks, and the AP reported today that almost immediately, bored and weary senators started openly flouting some basic guidelines at a chamber that prizes decorum. When one of the freshman House prosecutors stood to speak, many of the senator jurors bolted for the cloakrooms where their phones are stored. In fact, at one point, one of the House managers prosecuting the case against Trump, Jason Crow, a combat veteran, was laying out in damning detail just how egregious Trump's crime was when he noticed that senators were leaving the chamber and commented on that fact.
There is a process for making sure that U.S. aid money makes it to the right place to the right people. And Mr. Chief Justice, I do see a lot of members moving and taking a break. We would like to take a break at this time. I have another probably 15 minutes.
That's insane. I mean, in the middle of laying out damning evidence against the President of the United States, in the middle of a historic Senate impeachment trial, and he had to stop to ask if the members needed a break. Can you imagine an episode of Law & Order where the jury just walks out during Sam Waterston's big speech?
Senator Collins, thank you for meeting me back in the chamber tonight. I wanted to see what you thought of the Democrats' case.
Well, I was upset that Adam Schiff said Republicans are afraid of standing up to the president. Because, why, if Trump ever tried to intimidate Susan Collins, I'd walk right up to him and say, you don't do that. That's enough. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all know this impeachment proceeding is a sham and a hoax. Republicans are simply requesting a fair trial. No witnesses, no evidence.
The evidence against Trump is pretty damning, so I'm still on the fence.
Don't worry, our star defense attorney is presenting his case on Monday. He's here right now to rehearse his arguments. Mr. Dershowitz, you want to get in here?
Hello, hello. Yes, hello, everyone. It's I, Alan Dershowitz. it's wonderful to be here, because I'm not welcome anywhere else. But like I said to my client and my dear friend, Jeffrey Epstein, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, Alan, I think you're gonna want to stay away from Epstein.
Oh, right. Good point. All right, let me try again. Now, members of the Senate, President Trump is a lot like another client of mine, Sir O.J. Simpson.
Alan.
Yes?
Could you not mention your previous clients in connection with the president? It's not a great look.
Oh, hey, it's not a great look. It's printed on my business cards.
Alan.
Okay, I digress. Now, where was I? Yes. If I learned one thing from my time with accused wife murderer Klaus von Bülow, it's that appearances can be deceiving. Trump couldn't possibly be guilty because...
Oh. Alan?
Alan, are you
okay? Oh, my God, my heart!
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. That's friggin' Alan Dershowitz.
I'm in hell?
No. I mean, yes, you are. Let me explain. You're not going to hell. You're not even dying. I'm going to send you back upstairs in a minute. Honestly, I just really wanted to meet you. I never say this. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, seriously, you're the goat. And I should know that's what my legs are made of. Here, have a pulver rock. Oh, geez. This is great. I don't even know where to start. I'm about to fangirl out so hard right now. Hey, you mind if I record this for my podcast?
You have a podcast?
Oh, yeah, I invented them. Minions. You want a mic, yes, please? Thank you so much. Okay, here we go. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your main squeeze, the devil. We're here today with the Alan Dershowitz. So inspiring.
Oh, Satan, you're making me blush.
Okay, but let me ask you something.
Fire away.
Okay, careful now. How did you come up with this Trump defense? Because years ago you said you don't need a crime to impeach the president, and now you say you need something crime-like. I'm speechless. It's amazing.
Ah, you're sweet. You're sweet.
And I gotta ask, is there anyone you wouldn't represent?
Well, as long as a client is famous enough to get me on TV, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. If someone's not famous, that's a waste of time. I used to let nobodies into hell, but now it's all influencers. They get a fast pass. Fast pass straight to hell.
You see the counsel table, that's the impeachment manager's table on the left. That's got all the paper on it. The much cleaner counsel table on the right is the White House defense counsel for the president. You can tell a little bit about the difference in approach from the two sides simply from looking at their work environments.
We're doing very well. I got to watch enough. I thought our team did a very good job. But honestly, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
I'm no lawyer, but I'm pretty sure that when suspects go on trial for crimes, they try not to commit more crimes. Donald Trump, however, is a different sort of criminal. For Trump, crimes are kind of like Lay's potato chips. Betcha can't do just one. But hey, you got to at least give Trump points for commitment. One crime isn't enough for him. He's always got to do like five at once. He's like a guy who steals a camcorder, sneaks into a movie theater without paying, illegally records it, sells the bootleg DVD on the street, gets arrested, busts out of jail, and then holds a screening of the movie in a house he broke into. For example, after Democrats led by Congressman Adam Schiff completed their arguments in the Senate impeachment trial last week, Trump decided to threaten Schiff, who, of course, is also one of the prosecutors in the trial. First, here's a brief excerpt of Schiff's detailed oral argument in which he laid out the case for removing Trump from office.
Can any of us really have the confidence that Donald Trump will put his personal interests ahead of the national interest? You know you can't count on him to do that. That's the sad truth. You know you can't count on him to do that. And you know, you can't trust this president to do what's right for this country. You can trust he will do what's right for Donald Trump. He'll do it now. He's done it before. He'll do it for the next several months. He'll do it in the election if he's allowed to.
It's true. Donald Trump has never done anything in his life that didn't benefit him personally. I'm pretty sure when he placed his hand on the Bible to take the oath of office, he slipped Chief Justice John Roberts a $20 bill. There's more where that came from, because I'm definitely going to get impeached. And that's why Schiff's oral argument was so important. He laid out in detail how our Constitution set up the presidency as a public trust, and that Trump had repeatedly violated that trust. And Trump clearly saw Schiff's speech, and he decided to menace Schiff on Twitter on Sunday.
Shifty Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician and probably a very sick man. He has not paid the price yet for what he has done to our country.
Okay, first of all, what do you mean he hasn't paid the price? Almost everything Trump says sounds like a deleted scene from The Irishman.
That's what it is.
Now, it seems like Trump was probably lashing out at Schiff after Schiff cited a report from CBS claiming that Trump had warned Senate Republicans, who were also supposed to be impartial jurors in the trial, not to cross him. Here's the CBS report, and then Schiff's comments citing that report.
One Trump confidant tells CBS News that GOP senators have been warned. Vote against the president, and your head will be on a pike.
CBS News reported last night that a Trump confidant said that GOP senators were warned, vote against your president, vote against the president, and your head will be on a pike. Now, I don't know if that's true.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's definitely true. Although, I will say the only thing that makes me doubt this story is the fact that Trump probably has no idea what a pike is. The only pike he's familiar with is the New Jersey Turnpike. I'm going to put your head on a pike. Exit 15 by Secaucus. Then after Schiff made that comment, GOP senators feigned shock that he would suggest they might be beholden to a president who has routinely threatened anyone who crosses him. Senator John Barrasso said he has basically offended every Republican senator in there tonight. Senator Susan Collins said, I know of no Republican senator who has been threatened in any way by anyone in the administration. And Senator Lisa Murkowski said, I thought he was doing fine with moral courage until he got to the head on a pike. That's where he lost me. Oh, is that where he lost you? I was gonna vote to convict Trump, but then Schiff implied he was a bully, and that is where I draw the line. What's next? Is Schiff going to claim Trump's a golfer who stands like a mama bear scaring away a predator?
It was a perfect, beautiful call with Ukraine that had legs for days. I'd be dating that call if I wasn't already happily married to what's-her-name.
This whole impeachment is like a bad episode of Maury. There's all this evidence that Trump clearly cheated and Republicans are still like, but Maury, he loved me.
Ever since the impeachment inquiry began, I've been a prisoner. They tell me when to wake up, when to call into Fox and Friends, when to devour my dry-aged Kobe slop. So after the Senate convicts me, I might just wander the earth like a pariah, moving from barn to barn until some kid spots me and the town chases me out.
No! Sir, if you go down, then we all go down, and I don't want to share a prison cell with Rudy Giuliani.
Come on, Mr. President. Fight these airtight charges, please.
All right, I'll think about it.
A phone call rang out and the president answered. It was Zelensky talking javelins and someone wrote down a transcript of the president asking for an illegal favor. And now Nancy Pelosi's calling that impeachable behavior.
Whoa, why does Trump have to go?
Just because he committed the crimes and admitted the crimes doesn't mean he should go.
The opening arguments wrapped up today in Donald Trump's impeachment trial, and it's about damn time. Senators are exhausted from hours of not listening. All that's left is all the arguing, mostly about witnesses. Mitch McConnell doesn't want any. And it looked like all the Republicans were going to fall in line. Well, that got complicated.
And now a recording is surfaced of President Trump telling adult Cabbage Patch doll Lev Parnas that he wanted the former ambassador to Ukraine fired. Here is the audio.
The biggest problem there, I think, where we need to start is we got to get rid of the ambassador.
Get rid of her.
Hooray.
Well, that's
okay,
right.
Get her out tomorrow. Okay, get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
Excellent.
Do it.
How is it possible that so many people have secret recordings of the president? I mean, this idiot has had more microphones and hidden cameras on him than Jim Carrey in The Truman Show. Michael Cohen had secret recordings of Trump. Omarosa had secret recordings of Trump. And now this guy. Trump was so worried about Obama spying on him, he failed to notice that everyone else was. This is why it's so crucial that the Senate vote to allow new evidence to be considered in the impeachment trial, because almost every day new evidence emerges. In fact, just last night, we got more bombshell reporting about a tell-all book being written by Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton. You might remember that according to witnesses, Bolton wanted no part of Trump and Rudy's Ukraine scheme, calling it a drug deal and saying Giuliani's a hand grenade who's going to blow everybody up. Now it turns out that in his forthcoming book, Bolton plans to lay out in detail that Trump told him explicitly that he wanted to hold up hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to Ukraine in order to force them to help him cheat in the 2020 election.
The New York Times reports that former National Security Advisor John Bolton's upcoming book will say the president personally tied aid to Ukraine to an investigation of the Bidens.
Banner headline of the New York Times, money to Ukraine tied to inquiries, Bolton book says. Washington Post led with it too. Manuscript leak spurs calls for Bolton testimony. Wall Street Journal, Bolton claim ties Trump to aid freeze. The Miami Herald, Trump tied Ukraine aid to inquiries that he sought, Bolton book says.
The New York Times, which carried the story describing the contents of former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton's book manuscript. According to the New York Times, in the manuscript, John Bolton says that Donald Trump told him that he was holding back military aid to Ukraine to force Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. In other words, John Bolton's book manuscript proves the accusations made in the first article of impeachment against Donald Trump.
It's insane. Every day, someone new comes forward with more evidence against Trump. Gordon Sondland, Lev Parnas, John Bolton. Tomorrow, the pilot on Air Force One is going to come forward and be like, the president ordered me to illegally park in a handicapped spot.
If a president, any president, were to have done what the Times reported about the content of the Bolton manuscript, that would not constitute an impeachable offense.
Are you kidding?
Well, if it doesn't matter that Trump did it, why have you wasted so much time and energy arguing that he didn't do it?
No one is above the law, not even the president of the United States.
No one is above the law.
But even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked.
He never said to me, I've got a problem with what you are doing in Ukraine. Never once, never winked, never sent me a little note. He is a personal friend, I thought. So, Here's the only conclusion I can come to, and it's a harsh one, and I feel very bad about it. He's a backstabber.
That's a serious thing.
It's not serious. It's true. If your friend was complaining about you behind your back and didn't have the guts to come up to your face and tell you, I think you're screwing up, Catherine, that'd be a backstabber.
The backstabbers.
Joining us now, Fox News contributor, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton.
Who better to bring in than American Enterprise Institute scholar, Ambassador John Bolton?
Ambassador Bolton, always good to see you.
Ambassador, good morning to you.
Good evening, Ambassador.
We love seeing you each and every day.
We heard from other people closely tied to the White House who said, look, John Bolton is simply trying to sell a book, and that's why the timing is so delicious.
There is nothing Bolton adds to the conversation.
The only reason anyone cares about what Bolton has to say is because he was Trump's national security advisor, period.
John Bolton himself has been reduced to a tool for the radical Dems and the deep state.
The backstabbers, backstabbers.
I think anyone who knows John Bolton is celebrating because of his intellect, his capacity, his experience, his talent.
John Bolton is one bright, highly knowledgeable individual who has the interest of this country and this president in mind every step of the way. John Bolton served this president well, and we thank him for his service.
The president and his cabal of thuggish goons have threatened everyone from ambassadors to members of Congress as new evidence emerges every day of his crimes. And Republicans are feigning false outrage at an innocuous comment by Adam Schiff just to distract from the actual case. If Trump had any shame at all, he'd resign and disappear someplace no one could find him.
Today's impeachment proceedings were such a disaster for the president that even I can see where this is heading. My loyalty is now for sale to the highest bidder. Phone lines are open. No opinion is too depraved.
So, for the resignation ceremony, I'm thinking sobbing masses here and here.
No, Mr. President, don't do it.
That reminds me. Let's have a guy wrapped in tinfoil show up, say he's from the future, and say my resignation leads to the end of mankind.
Uh-huh, and what are you thinking for the kids?
They can just catch a cab home.
Mr. President, you're not resigning. You're going to be acquitted by the Senate tomorrow.
Hello, Democrats have what many describe as a satanic orgy of evidence.
And the Republicans have a satanic orgy of votes, so we win.
So, if I'm reading this correctly, you don't care what I did?
I have not been following this case in the slightest. I've just been calling Republicans in the middle of the night and breathing into the phone. They get it.
Danger. Danger. Danger.
Has the House of Representatives, with all due respect, in these two articles of impeachment, charged a crime or violation of established law or not?
Whether the president's actions are, in fact, grounds for an impeachment or some other sanction is a decision in the sole discretion of the Congress.
The profound danger that a presidential impeachment will be dominated by partisan considerations.
That the president has misused the privileges available to his high office.
Like war, impeachment is hell.
No one is above the law.
Question time. This is where senators say the same thing they've been saying for weeks, but this time in the form of a question.
This afternoon, in a stunning argument, one of President Trump's top lawyers claimed any president has almost unlimited power, that his election is in the public interest, and so he said Trump cannot be impeached.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have finally arrived. First it was, there was no quid pro quo. Then it was, maybe there was a quid pro quo, but it was to help the country, not Donald Trump. And now it's like, hey, man, the Donald gonna do what the Donald gonna do. You little bitch asses need to shut the hell up. So just to be clear, the Trump team's argument is now that anything Trump does to get himself reelected is fine because his reelection in his mind is good for the country, and then it's not impeachable. Anything. Yeah, so Trump can collude, Trump can obstruct, and it's all good.
Danger. Danger.
Danger.
Folks, I've been so concerned with weaving a fairy tale about how I'm the least criminal president in history that I forgot the facts. Specifically, Republicans have a Senate majority so I can get away with whatever I want. The end.
Dark and difficult times lie ahead. Soon, we must all face the choice between what is right and what is easy.
Each senator, when his or her name is called, will stand in his or her place and vote guilty or not guilty.
Guilty!
Despite every word out of my mouth before 2016, the president is an angel on earth. Not guilty!
Ted Cruz! Allow me to consult the Lord. Not guilty!
Senator Collins.
Voting for the...
Senator.
Benuma.
A little clearer.
Banana.
Senator?
I'm a little girl. I can't vote. Tra-la-la-lay-lee-loo.
President Trump is a symptom of a larger problem with the system that I will now describe in detail.
We don't have time for this. We'll just mark down guilty.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Not guilty.
The president is a disgrace to the office, a blight on our nation's history, and an existential threat to democracy itself. Not guilty.
According to the tally on these articles of impeachment, the president is not guilty as charged.
Oh, thank God. I'm so happy.
It started in low, then it started to grow.
Did you hear that? They're celebrating my acquittal in the streets. I don't get it. The Democrats are happy?
We did it! We kind of held the president accountable. But most importantly, we showed that this story isn't over.
What is she talking about?
Oh, yeah, the election.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.